بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل أهل الجنة فيها ويشربون ولا يتغوطون ولا يمتخطون ولا يبولون. This is the first hadith in this chapter of the great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala will bestow the people of Jannat with. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْكُلُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِيهَا. The people of Jannat will eat in Jannat also. And of course we all know what the great enjoyment, or rather we think we know, but that enjoyment is so great we cannot imagine what the food of Jannat will be. Ulama have written that this food and eating in Jannat will not be because of need and hunger, but it will just be because of enjoyment and pleasure. They won't feel any hunger whatsoever. They will eat just for enjoyment. And the food also, well, the fruit of Jannat, which we have been told about, the fruit of this dunya is just to give us some idea. Presently, we know the sweet watermelon we're getting spanspek, the sweet all the other fruit that Allah Ta'ala is blessing us, peaches, etc. We keep it in the fridge. It is so cold and so juicy and so sweet. But this is just to give us some idea so that we could know, we could imagine what the fruit of Jannat is. Otherwise, a person can never ever imagine what the fruit of Jannat will be. Here in this world, we have a guava, for example. And we take a bite and it is very delicious, very sweet, very enjoyable. But when we want to take the next bite, we see there is a worm walking there. Now we wonder if we have eaten worms already and they are gone in our stomach. But in Jannat, the fruit of Jannat will be such, when you take a bite, not a worm will come out, but a hurul een will come out. And that also, a person thinks that how can a hurul een be living in a fruit? So how can the worm be living in that fruit of guava? We see it for ourselves, we know it is a worm, it is living. Where does the oxygen go through that whole guava and reach that? All these questions come to those people's minds who haven't got iman on the full qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Once a person knows that there is absolutely nothing impossible for Allah Ta'ala, and not only that, whatever Allah wishes is just a matter of kun fa yakun. And also kun, it doesn't take so long. Allah just intends to do something and it is there already. There doesn't have to be any raw materials. There hasn't to be any scientific equations to be worked out, mathematical equations, but Allah's qudrat is above everything. So this is, the people of Jannat will be eating there. Further, وَيَشْرَبُونَ, and they will drink also. And we read of the wonderful, beautiful drinks the people of Jannat will be given. Rivers of milk, rivers of honey, rivers of wine, not the wine of this dunya, which intoxicates a person's mind and then he is out of his mind. But the rivers, but the drinks of Jannat will be pure and clean and will enhance and increase the people in the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And it is mentioned here clearly, وَلَا يَتَغَوَّطُونَ, and they won't defecate. They won't, there's nothing like number two in Jannat. Had there been, then there should have been toilets in Jannat. And what is a Jannat with toilets in it? No matter how we keep our toilets clean, how hygiene, but we still get some smell in it, no matter what chemicals we use. So in Jannat, there is absolutely nothing like that. No toilets whatsoever. Yeah, in this world, a person can build the most beautiful palace, and he has got every amenity and facility in there. But till he does not have a toilet, that house is not complete. And a toilet is actually a bad place. If somebody shows somebody his house also, new house he has bought, he has built, but he doesn't really go and show the toilet. Maybe today it may be different. The toilet is also something to be shown. What things? We got gold taps in the toilet. We got a gold pan also in the toilet, and we defecate on a gold pan also. But however, in Jannat, no toilets whatsoever. And which also Hazrat Maulana Panan Puri Rahmatullah Ali should explain in a very beautiful way, that had they been toilets and nobody wants it in their houses, so then there should be a need to have public toilets, because nobody will want the toilets in their houses. And wherever they would have decided, Allah would have decided to put public toilets, every owner of the palace near there will object. I must have toilets, but not near my place. It must be somewhere else. Because a public toilet, everyone comes and messes it terribly. And nobody thinks of keeping it clean or observing rules in a public toilet. So then there should be also a problem where to put those public toilets. Nobody would want it in their houses. Nobody will want it in near their palaces, etc. So Allah Ta'ala solved the whole problem that there won't be any toilets in general. There won't be need to go to toilet. وَلَا يَمْتَخِطُونَ And they won't blow their noses in Jannat. There won't be any of this mucus that comes out from the nose. There won't be anything of that also. وَلَا يَبُولُونَ And they won't urinate also. You won't need any toilets, any place for urinating also. One person, a non-Muslim, asked an alim that how is it you Muslims believe that you will eat and drink in Jannah, but you won't need toilets, you won't go to Jannah, you won't need to go to the toilet. So the alim explained, it is not at all far-fetched. It can be easily understood that the fetus in the mother's womb, after 4 months, when life comes into it, it needs food. And it is fed through the umbilical cord from the navel of the mother to the navel of the child directly into its stomach. But during the balance of the period, 4 months, 4 months, 10 days, whatever little difference comes, the child does not defecate there. Though it's eating, but it does not defecate. Another very, very clear and logical explanation has been given by Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullah alayh, a very great alim. He says that, yeah, the food that we eat, it has got lot of waste matter in it also. So when we eat it, the stomach takes out what it needs. What are the nutrients, what are the vitamins, what is necessary for the eyes, for the ear, for the brains, for the hair, for the nails, for every part of the body, it takes out. Now that what is the waste, that goes out as for toilet. That's why we have to go to the toilet, the waste that goes there, which is the body did not need it. It was the waste substance. But the food of Jannat is so balanced, and it is made of such a latif. Latif, I think, a very, very delicate thing. A thing which is not able to be perceived easily by senses, neither by the mind. Of that the food of Jannat is made, in which there is no extra unnecessary things. So there is no need to go to toilet. Whatever is needed by the body takes all those things. So there is no need to go to the toilet. No, for urine also, yeah, we are told, you must have 8-10 glasses of water. Otherwise, your health won't remain good. You will become dehydrated. But in Jannat, it won't be like that. Whatever you will drink, it will be absorbed. And we will read in front in the hadith that how this extra, in which way it will come out. But there won't be this extra that we have to go to toilet for urinating or to defecate. So that we can understand from that also what this great and beautiful, wonderful place of Jannat is. And Allah has given us this opportunity to work for this Jannat. May Allah bless us all with it, and may Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate what great ni'mat Allah has kept in store for us, and for us, our families, for everyone. Allah bless us with these great ni'mats.